Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal. Delighted to feature Lori Price once again from Citizens for a Legitimate Government. She was on last week, a week ago, but the internet problems were so great that she didn't really have the opportunity to have her say her piece. Lori, I'm just astonished by a report. Democrat AG threatens Arizona counties over hand counting. Get this. Fraudulently elected Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays sent a letter threatening counties if they follow a resolution passed in the legislature that bans the use of foreign-made and non-compliant voting machines. The Senate concurrent resolution 1037 passed in the Arizona House and the Arizona Senate states no voting system or component or subcomponent of a voting system or component, including firmware, software, or hardware, assemblies, subassemblies with integrated circuits on which any firmware or software operates, may be used or purchased as a primary method for casting, recording, and tabulating ballots used in any election held in this state for federal purposes, unless, and then there are some exceptions. The crooked AG, however, wants to maintain the system that installed Katie Hobbs and herself. Chris Mays sent this letter to the Arizona County attorneys, threatening counties that they are legally unauthorized from hand counting the ballots. Lori, this is incredible.
That's insane. Thanks again for having me on your show, Jim. I appreciate it. Yeah, that is lunacy. I've got to lead my next newsletter with that one. The corruption is so deep. I mean, if you did a poll or survey of certain topics, I was thinking, in this country, they would have, and some of them do, have 80% or more, you know, above 75% on certain things that you raise, okay? Depending on how you phrase them, okay? People, for example, don't want three-year-olds to hear about sex in school, all right? That's like an 80% plus in a poll. And this poll, if you were to say, should all ballots, it should obviously be paper hand counted ballots. absentee ballots should be exceptions. Military, you know, somebody infirmed, obviously, where you have to sign the outside of the envelope. This is how they had it in Connecticut. You sign the outside of the envelope, and inside, you know, there's the secret ballot, and, you know, the signatures have to match, okay? So that's for if you have, you know, a medical issue or you're in the military. There's different reasons why you know, to accept mail-in ballots. But this is obviously, everyone would agree to this, 80%, that you cannot have electronic voting, machine counting in other countries. Where are these servers? You can hack these things so there's no trace. I mean, everyone would agree. When I say everyone, I mean like more than 80% of both parties would say you have to have a fair election. And this is just, this is insane. This is insane. This is going to guarantee one party rule forever because the Republicans that are remaining are lazy and useless, with a few exceptions in the Senate and the House. They're generally all useless, the Republicans. I mean, I just can't even believe it. They should never have voted. Yes. Go ahead.
You meant that the Republicans aren't doing enough, or did you mean to side the Democrats?
Right.
The Republicans
No, I actually, believe it or not, meant how useless the Republicans generally are. I mean, look at Mitch McConnell. I mean, you know, this is crazy. Oh, the Democrats are like a lost situation. But the Republicans, where you could get some hope, you know, possibly to do something after the entire election. I just can't believe the lack of interest after the 2020 coup. Okay. And you know, all those polls were right about Republicans sweeping in 2022, but they rigged so many state elections that, you know, the Republicans didn't get what they were predicted. Remember, the red wave was predicted. It didn't happen because of all these thefts of elections. And I just can't believe how nothing is done. And people talk about Trump and how popular, you know, he gained after the mugshot and all this. Okay, all that could be true. I mean, you know, he could be quietly winning in a landslide behind the scenes, but it's not going to happen on election day if nothing is done to fix these rigged elections. That's the bottom line. Nothing. He's not going to be allowed to get in there. Do you see any scenario? And this is something I was thinking of, that if he actually somehow they couldn't rig it and he actually declared the winner on election night, do you actually not believe there will be riots that are tolerated? Because don't forget, the Biden regime would still be in power. So let's just say we go ahead, even if he's passed and it's Kamala or whatever, that regime will be in power. Whoever's controlling that regime will be running the show. So if on election night some miracle happens and Trump's declared the winner, now there was a recent poll that 30% said it's okay to use violence to keep Trump out of power. So 30%. Now this is all these so-called leftists, which is a misnomer, but whatever they are funded and they'll be armed by Soros, the WEF, the deep state. They'll all be out there destroying the country till we say, okay, we won't have Trump. So they'll come up with some compromise of some deep state Republican fool. That's how they'll end it. They're not going to let him in there. Nobody looks at what would happen on election day, even if he won. Okay. But anyway, the only way to fix all this is to go back to, which they're not going to do, paper ballots. You know, like I say, signature verification on an absentee ballot that's needed only if you have a medical reason or you're in the military. They're not going to go back to that. They're going to create more pandemics before, I mean, a year away. They're going to definitely cause some outbreak of something where they'll say mail-in ballots, and that's how they do it. They'll just send Xerox copies that aren't checked like they did. And that's how they stole it from Trump. They're just going to do it again because nobody's stopping it.
Well, in her letter to the counties, this AG falsely claims Arizona law requires votes to be counted by automatic tabulating equipment. However, ARS 16-621 provides the officer in charge of election may direct a ballot to be counted manually when using machine becomes impracticable and the resolution lays out new standards for security and practicability. Arizona's current law does not mandate the use of electronic voting machine. It only allows for it or permits it. Arizona State Senator Sonny Borelli sent a message to the Gateway Pundit in response to the illegitimate AG saying, ha, ha, ha. He continued, electronic voting machines are not mandated by statute to be used in Arizona. If you don't use them, how else could you count votes other than by hand and manually? And Lori, I mean, for well over 200 years, the United States fared perfectly well with hand counts and paper ballots. I mean, how can? It's because, of course, they're not going to win any elections if we actually have legitimate elections, and therefore they're going all out to keep the way their means of theft in place.
Right. DeSantis in Florida won counties that had been blue because he got rid of all the problems. Okay. He's a great governor. You know, I don't know what possessed him or who forced him into the absurd situation of the person who literally got you elected, because he was at like unknown, and Trump literally gave him the first, you know, the governorship. Okay. The first time. Okay. Then he earned it. He obviously did a great job and got the second time. But thing is, how the backstabbing of Trump by DeSantis, he destroyed himself for the future, because he would have been a shoo-in for 2028. I mean, no matter what happens with Trump, because Trump couldn't run again, whatever, he would have won in a landslide in 2028 properly, whatever. So somebody, some force, or he's that stupid, and I don't think he's stupid, I don't know, told him to run against the person who gave him his whole career boost, okay? So nobody can get over that hump. I'm just speaking, you know, generally. Nobody can get over that hump of disloyalty, all right? Nobody can get past that. But anyhow, DeSantis, one great thing he did besides other great things was cleaning up all the voting problems in Florida, which was fantastic, as we know. So when you look at who he won by so many points, and he won deep blue districts. So my theory, my thinking is he made it a fair voting state, and he just totally trounced the Democrats. That would have happened generally nationwide if things were allowed to vote, you know, if they were, you know, legitimately cast ballots. I think that would have happened all across the country. Why would Florida be a unique state? It would. So that would have been, you know, it's just, the rigging is just unbelievable. And now they want to make these migrants coming in, and there's just millions of them, easier to vote, I read. They want to make it easier for them to vote. So there's another bonus, besides the cheap labor and replacing the middle class and destroying the U.S. from within. There's another plus of the migration wave. Okay. Anyway, so they'll be covered also with other kind of voting by getting people who shouldn't really be voting here able to vote. It's insane. But if people don't do something about these elections, I don't believe it in a million years that Katie Hobbs won that election. You had somebody with charisma, telegenic, you know, out there, smart, motivated, happy to be on the trail, Carrie Lake, and she was up by 11 points, and then she loses to an idiot who was accused of racism twice, who was seen on the day Katie Hobbs was in the tabulation room. There's images of that the night of the election. What is she doing there? That's so improper. You know, what? She wasn't she the Secretary of State before the governorship? I mean, she was in charge of that.
She was the Secretary of State. Yeah. Right. She was the Secretary of State overseeing the election where she was a candidate, Lori.
Right. Well, she's allowed. I mean, you know, that doesn't mean she can never run for governor. She has that job, but she totally handled it improperly. She was in the tabulation rooms, and God knows what else she did. This imbecile did not win in a million years. This is the most blatant rigging that we've seen. Okay, Carrie Lake was out there campaigning her butt off every day, you know, happy to be on the trail, smart, you know, and this other one sat and never went out, just like Biden. it's really you know what Tucker Carlson, before sadly he was let loose from Fox, he would say these things at some point are humiliation exercise, meaning they're just sticking our faces in it, okay? This is what it is when you tell me that Joe Biden won and that Katie Hobbs won. And John Fetterman, there's another fraudulent case. Okay, I know they had early voting and all that, but, you know, I don't believe John Fetterman won that election either. This is, don't forget, these people, so many small businesses went down during the lockdowns. And they knew Trump and the Republicans were against the lockdown. So I don't believe Gretchen Whitmer. And in New York, I don't know what, yeah.
Lori, remember now, before Barack Obama left office, he put our election system, declared it to be critical right. infrastructure included right. within this FirstNet, so the government could actually monitor and change voting down to the precinct level. I mean, if you want to know why it's been so hard to sort out some of this corruption, even though I think it's overwhelming on its face, that Mike Lindell and Ron Johnson, Dinesh D'Souza, they've all demonstrated beyond belief, but it turns out there was this additional piece of the puzzle.
Right.
And we can thank Barack Obama, who I declare is going to go down as the greatest traitor president in the history of the United States.
Oh, you know something that got no coverage? That murder, the death or whatever, at his compound in 3 feet of water. And I love these lies that the media always does and then goes back later. They said 8 feet of water that he drowned in. This guy was in top shape. My God, right? This guy's in top shape and he drowned in 3 feet of water. What? I mean, I mean, anybody can drown, but I just mean there's questions. They've redacted things in the report. This guy's a freaking criminal. Obama, you know, when you look at his history, it's all a cover up because he couldn't be what he wanted to be. Okay. He's gay. That's his business, whatever. He couldn't be that. He had a pick. If you read about some of his history from others, he dated a couple of women, you know, that he liked, but he had to go with Michelle. I mean, the whole thing, it's just, he couldn't be what he wanted to be, his authentic self, to be honest. So he just is like a vessel for the CIA and the deep state to do whatever they tell him.
Well, he's gay. And of course, Michelle is a man with breast implants and a huge shaving bill, Lori. This thing in Martha's Vineyard was suspect from the beginning. They had an alleged call coming from the estate. They wouldn't identify the caller by name, said it was a woman. I believe it was Michelle claiming she'd seen the paddle boater fall off his board and didn't resurface, and he was dressed all in black. You know, I look at the location of the home from the pond. I don't see how it could even be seen. And what would this would all happen in a matter of seconds. This party would have had to have binoculars on him specifically. I think it was all fabricated. The call was made by Michelle. They were trying to show him to be alive at a time he was already dead. Then there was a report of a second paddle boater beside him that unable to save him. As you observed, they claimed initially it was 8 feet of water and he couldn't swim.
Right.
Then we have video of him swimming perfectly competently, and it turns out to be 3 feet of water. So he could have saved himself if he just stood up. And they won't identify that second party either. Then it turns out Barack has bandages on his left hand and a black eye the following day out playing golf, suggesting they had an altercation. I think it was a gay sex thing gone bad, like Paul Pelosi and his friend David, that they had a disagreement, and Barack may have strangled him. I don't think it was first degree, but it might be second, certainly manslaughter. Then it turns out that, get this, they lost the blood sample to Farrah Campbell. And I think they had to lose it because it would have had some kind of drugs that gays use to enhance their sexual experience. Two more reports, Lori. These will blow you away. he had a blow behind the head that has not been widely reported. And
oh my God.
Judicial Watch, you'll love this, Judicial Watch got records under Freedom of Information. His clothing was found separate from the body. So what was he, nude paddleboarding?
It's so absurd. It's so absurd. And what gets me, like I go back to that humiliation exercise thing, they actually, and the part of that, the aspect of that is when Brock went out knowing he had, you know, like you're saying, I guess you said a black eye and the bandage. I knew about the bandage, but I didn't know about the eye. He had like a black eye.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The humiliation exercise comes in that the fact that if he was involved in this, which it's, I'm pretty sure this is so weird of a story, who can get access with the Secret Service near that area? This has to be something they knew about. First, by the way, they said the Obamas weren't there. Then they had to say that they were. Obviously,
right.
If they were there, this had something to do with them, because the Secret Service is not letting anybody. I would imagine if they're on a compound near water, they look out for that area to see who's coming in and all this. I don't know. But I'm imagining that nobody could get near that compound that they don't want near that compound, okay?
Right.
So he obviously, yeah, right. So anyway, yeah, the whole thing, the humiliation of meaning what they want us to believe is that he has a black eye and a bandage. He shouldn't have gone out the next day till all that stuff was healed. You know what I mean? So, I mean,
think
this
he,
is pretty, yeah.
I think they were trying to keep to a normal routine. You know, they're amateurs when it comes to death and concealment, unlike Hillary Clinton, who's a past master. You know, the Clinton death list is probably up to around 200 by now. But the fact is, I had a caller suggest that Tafari, the damage to Brock's hand might have been Tafari biting him. That, you know, if he was having a hassle and he got his hand over his mouth, he might have bit him. I think
that's a good point.
I think that's perfectly plausible. But losing the blood sample, he turns out to have a whack on the back of his head, and then his clothes are found separate from the body. I mean, this is ridiculous. This
it's
is
insane.
Such a textbook
all in
case.
That?
Say again?
And who's all? I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
No, I was saying, and who's all in black? What's that?
Yeah, and who was all in black, right? That means the whole thing from the beginning was phony, but of course it was phony. Now, get this. I have long speculated. Roger Stone has actually asserted that the Democrats want to run with Michelle as their candidate. She has no qualification to be president, but she is very popular. So I think the Democrats would like to get her in there so they could claim that the country had a conversion experience and went for Michelle when they steal the election using FirstNet, Dominion, and all that. Now, the problem is, with this event in Martha's Vineyard, there are going to be a lot of questions he does not want to answer about what happened to Tafari. I think this has mucked it up. I've also figured out why they're doing nothing about Biden right now. It's in the DNC and RNC rules for these private companies that if a candidate who is going to be nominated, something happens to them before the convention, they can nominate their own preferred candidate. So they're not doing anything to create a campaign for Joe Biden because he's not going to be on the ballot. They already know it. They're just not announcing it. And they don't want debates with RFK Jr. because then when they take out Biden, if RFK Jr. had actually been on the debate stage, he'd seem to be the heir apparent to be the nominee. So they're suppressing him, not going to have any debates. So they can put in either Michelle or Gavin Newsom or both. I've thought for a long time it would be Gavin Newsom in primary and then Michelle vice president. But I do think this event in Martha's Vineyard has thrown a monkey wrench into the works.
That is a brilliant point, and I didn't realize about those rules that you pointed out. That means right there at the convention, you're saying if they don't make it to the convention, the delegates right then and there could vote on just the names that they decide among themselves. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, rules? Yeah, yeah. But they have that option.
Yeah, that makes sense then. Right.
That's what they're going to do. That's why they're not farting around, why there's no Biden campaign committee. He's right. not going to be the candidate. It's just a pretense.
I know. Why does nobody ever mention? I know about that rule thing that you just said, which is a great point and all that. That is probably it, what you just said. But people who don't know that, I mean, a lot of people don't know that, including I didn't know that with the rule. So the point is, how come people actually who didn't know that rule, like before 5 seconds ago for me and everybody else, saying, why isn't he campaigning? I mean, they have tons of money and all this, the big tech money and everything, of course. But they have everything at their disposal. And I'm thinking, I know they're doing the censorship, but this guy does no campaigns. He goes out and talks about Bidenomics. And certainly somebody with a brain, and I know it's not him, we know that, in that administration would have said, hey folks, you know, you can't talk about Bidenomics when mortgages are now $1,000 a month, you know, people's mortgages are like $1,000 a month more, and eggs are still like $5 a dozen. You can't go out there and discuss Bidenomics because very few people, if any, have, I mean, the practicality is no one has done well with Bidenomics. The reason why there's low unemployment is because A, so many people die from their deadly vaccine and they don't, and the jobs are open, right? We have that. But also, people have to work two jobs if they were doing one and three if they were doing two to pay these bills, which are, it's the utility bills, it's the energy bills that are fortunate, the utility bills. The bills have all skyrocketed, no matter where you are, but especially in the blue states where they get away with it because they want to convert to the green energy. And, you know, like the electric bills in Connecticut here have soared and all that. Right. But anyway, yes, yeah, so Lori, somebody with a brain would have said, yep.
I think how it may happen is Jonathan Turley called it the break the glass strategy, that Biden pardons Hunter and withdraws from the race at the same time on the eve of the convention. So they have to go forward and they bring out Gavin Newsom, Michelle Obama, put them in place. But I say, this death is going to be a problem, a fly in the ointment. We'll be right back with Lori Price.
Like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Patriot Journal published shortly after the arrest. Top conservative leader drops a bombshell. Get this, and I think it's right. To the shock of millions of American Democrats in Georgia, not only indicted Donald Trump, but arrested and booked him like a common criminal. They even took Trump mugshot and quickly released it to the public. The DA behind the indictment had long promised to make her mark by going after the former president. It's getting hard for the left to deny all these indictments are actually about the charges and not about influencing the 2024 election. Democrats have gone above and beyond what anyone thought was decent, and now one conservative voice is saying what many are thinking. From Breitbart, the mugshot of President Donald Trump has rallied the opposition behind him, and it will give the former president a mandate, should he win the election, to sweep away the rot in our government without compromise. Democrats relish the idea of this moment 4 years before it happened. Now that it's a reality, what they should really fear is what Republicans will do in response. There will be no mercy for those who have attacked the rights and values of our Constitution and then claim to be acting in defense of democracy, democracy they abhor when it provides leaders that do not serve their own corrupt interests. Fascinating, rather consistent, too. You mentioned, Lori, 30% are willing to resort to violence to keep Trump out of office? That is stunning.
Yes, this country is split. It's split not the way they, there's so many more people, you know, that agree with common sense values, which is not teaching three-year-olds about sex, not letting, I guess it's revealed that Disney theme parks, as if the stock, you'd think when your stock drops to half of its value, which has never happened with Disney, they've had a great rise with ESPN and all that, and their stock is less than half of its peak. You'd think you would do things to include people, but instead they're having drag fairy queens greet people at the gates of the theme parks. Men dress as women, whatever, in the fairy things. Like, I guess they could have beards. I don't know. Why? This is a goal from above. This is world economic. This is cabal influencing. Why would you do this? You know, the people in generally, the middle class with the money in general, of course, I'm speaking, like I say, average, hardworking, you know, conservative people would take their family there. It's an expensive vacation. If you go there and you arrive and see that there with your kids, you're going to turn around, and if you're there, you'll do it. You'll never go back. Okay. Why lose money? Because this is obviously a goal. This is destruction. They want to stop. They want to move to transhumanism. They want to stop. They want to destroy, absolutely destroy the nuclear family. They don't want parents making decisions. They want to destroy the nuclear family. And that's how you rot the whole country. There'll be no patriotism. All these people they're bringing in, even if they're, you know, fine and hardworking, they're not going to have any allegiance to the United States for many years. Maybe their kids, whatever, I don't know, far in the future. There's no allegiance. They just came here. There's no allegiance. They have to work off their debts to the cartels, whatever they're doing, right? There's no allegiance to the United States. There's no history taught anyway, all right? So this whole country is being destroyed from within, because I can't think of another reason why Disney would let fairy, you know, male men dress as women at the gates, you know, to greet, I guess the fairy godmothers used to greet the people at the gates. I don't know. But anyway, nobody would be doing this except to destroy their stock's going to go down, more, less people at the parks. Okay. So all of this is all interplaying. And, you know, this is all just part of the whole destruction of from within. You know, that's basically, it's all aimed toward destruction, you know. And 30%, and by the way, the 30% using violence that, you know, that I read, whatever, that's because people, the lies that have gone on, they do certain events, these false flags, most of them, nearly all of them, false flags that they use, that they carry on in the media to get people to keep supporting a narrative, okay? So we heard about a guy that shot three black people in a dollar store, right? In I guess in Florida, right? Is that where it was? But anyway, he also, according to witnesses, let people out. They said, if you don't want to die, leave the store. But it wasn't just whites he let out of the store. Okay, so I don't know how this is whatever, a hate crime. I don't know. But the manifesto allegedly is available, but not of the trans shooter. That manifesto wasn't out, not allowed out. Okay, so anyway, they allow certain manifestos out and other ones out, all to fit a narrative, like Charlottesville. They destroyed part of Trump's presidency from the beginning with the Russiagate and also Charlottesville by claiming he said there's good people on both sides. When he did not mean the Nazis. He meant good people on both sides of the views, right? But they cut out the part where he said not the Klan and the Nazis. They removed that in the quote. So they destroyed him, make him, people think he's a racist. So now, years later, people are still fine with, you know, doing violence. But they're going to get a surprise, well, because I saw a lot of videos on TikTok, or, you know, shared around all around the web, of black people saying that Trump's being arrested and they look at him differently, that he actually was working for the people. That actually woke a lot of people up to show how mad that, you know, that he's actually with the people on that arrest, and that mugshot.
And he drove through a poor section of Atlanta on the way to be booked, and they were cheering and yelling for him. They were enthusiastic about Trump. But, of course, his mugshot is now appearing on sweatshirts, T-shirts, mugs. It's,
that's iconic.
They're flying off the product. I mean, it's just, they're going wild. And get this, Trump raised $7.1 million since he was booked on Thursday. This just appeared yesterday. Former President Trump has raised nearly $20 million in the past 3 weeks, a period that roughly coincided with his indictment in federal and state cases connected to his claim that the 2020 election was stolen from him. Since appearing Thursday to have his mugshot taken in a racketeering and fraud case in Atlanta, the former president brought in $7.1 million on Friday alone. Trump brought in $4.18 million, making it the highest grossing day of his campaign so far. I mean, this is just backfiring massively, Lori, massively.
Right. They overplayed their hand. And there's, you know, the first of all, on the mugshot itself, that's one of the most iconic pictures in U.S. history, in world history, really, because of the expression, which can't be, that's from the soul. He couldn't fabricate that expression, okay? That expression, I mean, is just, you know, I think he might have slimmed down a bit recently, which also, if he looked like chubby or whatever, it wouldn't have worked, all right? The guy, it was a perfect, in terms of what he was doing, it was perfection, all right? So that's why that mugshot was so disgusted. And also, you know, it's going to be an iconic historical picture. All right. That's going to go down in history, that picture. Yes, he raised a lot of money, but they overplayed their hand, because there's just so many videos out there of people saying, you know, he's like a member of the hood. You know, this got a lot of people to realize how they were lying and all this. And it also brings attention to, if people aren't political, right, let's just say they're not, and they don't follow all this, But they hear about it and they go, well, why was he arrested? Because that would be a common sense thing to ask. And they go, for questioning the election. And they're going, what? They're going, Biden's really weird. I don't really like Biden. I wonder really what happened with this election. Maybe there's something, a reason why he's bringing this up. Okay. So it's drawing attention. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, legally, the biggest problem with this whole arrest thing is attorney-client privilege was totally severed and thrown out the window, which has been around since like the 16th century or something, attorney-client privilege. And they just threw it out the window because his lawyers, did you know that one of the people arrested was asked for a phone number of where to call about the election, like disputing and stuff?
I know.
I mean, what is that?
Or suggesting people watch news reports or broadcasts or programs.
Right. And, you know, nobody thought of this, but it's my memory that I remember this. Nobody thought, this is me, Lori, saying this, okay? I didn't read this anywhere. The night of the stolen election in 2000, and remember we've discussed this on the air before, and I'll just recap real brief. Yes, Al Gore is a total World Economic Forum puppet right now and terrible. But back in the old days when he was a journalist and he actually did from the heart care about the environment and he didn't ghostwrite his book, he actually wrote the book. He's a journalist, Al Gore, who actually was decent back then years ago, okay, running against George Bush, the deep state puppet who did 9/11 and killed 500,000 Iraqis and all this. Okay. So the choice then was Al Gore or George W. Bush. So the deep state picked Bush. And I know this because the liberal Connecticut Hartford Current, where Lieberman was a senator before he turned into a jerk too, actually endorsed Bush, okay, which got a lot of blowback, all right? So that they went with the deep state like they always do and picked Bush, even though the vice president was from Connecticut as a senator. Okay, so anyway, the coup happens in Florida by his brother and the other deep state members, where they did things with the ballots too, like they did against Trump. But anyway, in this stolen election, the night of the election, George Bush was interviewed in these peach chairs on Fox News. And he goes, my brother knows where the votes are. They never played that clip again. Okay. Now that's exactly what they arrested Trump for saying. I know where are the votes. Okay. So George W. Bush said exactly the same thing that Trump said, all right? No arrest of Bush. But anyway, this is what's so insane. Disputing an election where you're people for years. And I protested that coup in 2000, okay? I protested in January in D.C. and all that because that was a stolen election. And everybody was allowed to protest. And things were thrown and all that, all the normal stuff that happens in a protest. I didn't, but anyway, people did. How come there was no mass roundups and calling it an insurrection and all these things? I'm just saying it's just such a BS, okay? BS.
Well, listen, and the evidence about the theft of the election continues to grow virtually by the day. On UNZ.com, UNZ.com, which is an excellent site. Let me highly recommend it to everyone. Yeah. There's Virginia there. The 2020 election was fraudulent, and Georgia GOP leadership, among others, are complicit. BDare.com editor Peter Brimlow writes, when the 2020 election controversy erupted, I decided BDare.com would not focus on it. BDare.com's Letitia James drained resources I thought should be concentrated on our key issue, immigration and the survival of the historic American nation. The mainstream and big tech, of course, set up an echo chamber of sloganeering and shadow banning. But the major conservative incorporated outlet, to my surprise, did very little. Meanwhile, by eliminating border enforcement, the Biden administration has embarked on what must be the most sweeping flouting of law by any administration in U.S. history and the most consequential. I ask myself, if they can do this to immigration law, why wouldn't they have done it to election law? And what about 2024? For anyone not a rabid Democrat, late on election night, November 3rd, 2020, the strong stench of fraud swirled across America. As Mr. Trump walked out to speak to the media in the early hours of September 4th, TV news tickers showed the president with a comfortable lead over Joe Biden in nearly every key battleground state. Pennsylvania, 56 to 43. A lead of just under 700,000 votes. Georgia, 51 to 48. A lead of nearly 120,000. Michigan, 53 to 45, a lead of nearly 295,000. Wisconsin, 51 to 47, a lead of more than 116,000. The impression then was given by the mainstream that counting was stopping for the night. Subsequently, this was disputed. I watched it. Of course it happened. Some stop pages were partial. In some cases, all that was stopped for some reason was reporting. News.com, Frank Chung, cited above, provides his tweet. States that won't be called tonight due to vote counting delays, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, go to sleep. But when reporting counting resumed, Biden suddenly jumped back into the lead. Eventually, he was declared the winner with these majorities. Pennsylvania, 81,660. Georgia, 11,719. Michigan, 154,108. Wisconsin, 20,608. I believe I have watched every presidential election count to the death since 1968. I cannot recall any with such an hiatus in counting reporting, not one with such decisive late reversals. And there's so much more, but he's right on target here, Lori. The theft of the election was massive, in our face, blatant. Right. And then, of course, they crack down on everyone who disputes it, right, because it's a big lie they can't afford to have exposed.
Right. It's unreal. It's like the vaccine BS that you can't counter a narrative. It's insane. I mean, it obviously was. There were people, I care about what people say under oath, okay? That's what matters. I mean, you know, you can lie under oath, but that means you're liable if you're proven lied that you can go to jail, all right? And there are people meeting an affidavit. If you sign your name to an affidavit, right, then that means if you want to lie, then you could have troubles down the line, okay? And people, there were Democrats saying, look, I hauled these, I people said, we opened ballots that weren't folded that were mail-in. How do you mail something that isn't folded? I mean, I don't mean the Federal Express envelopes, but the normal envelopes. How do you mail something that when you open it, it doesn't have a fold in it? And then there were signatures. They were all the same. There was nursing. There was this one got me more than anything. People in like a bunch of nursing home boats came in at the exact same second, like the same second and all this. I mean, this is all fraudulent and do people, yeah, we know about the dead people voting and all that, right? The dead, that's like a problem. But this was obvious fraud. People hauling ballots to other states. And some of these people were Democrats. But the biggest thing is they kicked the Republicans out. This is what I mean. This is what I'm talking about. When I said early on about the Republicans, why didn't they go crazy when they weren't allowing Republican observers in? Because some Republicans, not all, are with the deep state. They're just useless and there's no point. You know, Lindsey Graham and all this, they're voting for aid for Ukraine. They're pushing for it. Hawaii gets $700. I don't even want to talk about that thing. We're the Hawaii, where there's blue t-shirts that made it with the paper price tags. And I put on my CLG website a comment. It reminds me of the passports that were found by the 9/11 hijackers, the paper passports that were found. They have t-shirts in Hawaii with price tags that made it, but the cars melted. If that's not proof of a directed energy weapon, I really don't know what is. But anyway, I'm not saying there weren't other fires along with them that they could say, yes, it was legitimate fires. Yes, but they did the weapon. There's no doubt. But anyhow, yes, this election was stolen, and I don't know why there wasn't more of an outcry over it. I mean, it's because a lot of Republicans would rather have Biden. I mean, I hate to say it. They may not say that publicly, but
Republican officials, the elite in the Republican Party, are part of benefit from the gravy train of these endless wars, military production. Trump, of course, is opposed to it. He's a non-interventionist. He's right. Said, if he'd been president, there would never have been the Ukraine war. And if he were back in, it would be resolved in a day. They don't want that. That cuts off all their money supply. Their pockets are getting full of cash because of wars, and Trump would put an end to it. Colonel Douglas McGregor said he thinks that's why Trump is the most despised man in Washington by both sides.
Right, right. That's true. And AOC, the biggest fraud, who you know I detest from being on your air many times, not only because, and I really despise her because with her way about her that people like her, certain people, she could have been a voice for actual, populist progressivism from her view. I mean, she could have, if she actually had a brain and actually had integrity, she could be standing up on that progressive sort of side where we would intersect on agreeing with her on certain things, such as ending money for wars in Ukraine. But not only did she vote for that, she voted against the amendment for auditing, you know, to make sure there was tracking of the money. Who the hell? Look at this. They voted against. They wanted Trump's taxes released, his taxes. Did he pay enough in taxes? Well, but they voted against the fracking. Not just did those phonies on the squad vote for the money for war in Ukraine, which I don't know how all of them did vote, but she did, and also against the auditing, you know, to make sure that there was a checking of the money that went there. So and you've seen the pictures of the cars of those corrupt jerks. And you know what, I guess I don't know if this is true, but I read this, I don't know, that Zelensky is saying that unless the U.S. and NATO pays for the elections, there won't be elections. So now we're going to pay. Well, we know who's going to win the election. Like, just don't even have one then, because we know he's ruled against 19 opposition parties. Right. You can't. They call it a democracy in Ukraine. Are you kidding me? They've arrested people in Orthodox churches just for preaching. They've shut down churches. OK. And they've totally harmed their own citizens who didn't want to fight in his bogus war. All right. So anyway, it's a total dictatorship. And by the way, it all started because he accepted help from the World Economic Forum rather than Russia in 2014. Russia was going to do a big loan and no strings attached. They were just going to help. And the guy that was in power said, that sounds like a good deal to me. But the World Economic Forum and all these BlackRock and Vanguard, and that's why we had the coup, and they're going to be the first in with like digital ID and all that stuff, which nobody wants. Ukraine will actually, when they rebuild Ukraine, that's what it'll be, you know. So
get this, Lori, from antiwar.com. Senior U.S. officials expect to back Ukraine against Russia into next year and beyond. U.S. intelligence had determined Ukraine's counteroffensive will fail to meet its core objective of severing Russia's land bridge to Crimea. But the U.S. is still pressing Ukraine to push harder and concentrate its forces to make a push toward the Sea of Azov in the south. The U.S. thinks Ukraine could still do some damage to Russian forces, but don't expect a decisive blow. That means a continuation of this grueling war into 2024 and beyond, and a continuation of the heavy casualties and emotional trauma for both sides. U.S. officials believe strategic patience remains the best weapon against Russian President Putin, who still thinks he can outlast Ukraine in the West. This was originally designed to be Russia's Vietnam or Afghanistan, Lori, but frankly, the Russians are just clobbering the Ukrainians. The casualty rate is on the order of 10 to 1 or more. Russia has all the artillery. The Ukrainians have run out of shells. Ukrainian forces are surrendering under what flags, are giving up their tanks. Others are leaving the front lines because they don't want to be churned up as cannon fodder. In my judgment, the war is all but over already, but for the shouting.
Right. And you know what? I'm just so grateful for President Putin and his patience, the crap they pulled on him. I mean, the Nord Stream pipeline blowing up, which, by the way, it shows the utter hypocrisy and fraudulency of these liars in power that care about the environment, okay? Because when you blew up that pipeline, that totally affected the environment, not like me driving my car, okay? So anyway, they're liars, all right, about the environment. Anyway, that's like a war crime. There's been so many war crimes created, carried out by Ukraine and the backers of Ukraine against Russia. And I'm just grateful every day with President Putin because I think he's a smart guy and knows he's got a lot of worldwide support. I in fact think he knows there's people in the U.S. who like him. And as I stated in one of my tweets where I said, and by the way, my Twitter is @legitgov, like my website, legitgov.org. But anyway, I've tweeted out that Putin is the bulwark against the WEF and the world and the New World Order. Okay. He made surgery, gender affirming surgery under minors illegal, which is great. Okay. Nobody under 18, you know, should be doing, that's my view anyway about that. No trans surgeries under the age of 18. The chance of regretting at that young age is much too high for your life being ruined. Should be illegal until 18. That's my view, but maybe others don't agree.
No, I agree. Perfectly right.
Yeah. Yeah. The chance of regret on what you do and say at age 15 and 16 is far different than 25. And even 18, you should have to have a lot of therapy sessions first before you do this, because you could just be depressed, you know. But anyway, right. That's of course. There's exceptions of people that are born that want this, that they should totally be allowed to have it. There's exceptions to everything, but it's widespread and prevalent now. It's obviously, you know, it's.
Stand by. We'll be right back with Lori Price after this break.
We'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for one second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. That time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Lori, you may have had a thought you want to continue, or I have a new story for us to discuss, which is Biden's unlawful food stamp expansion is driving massive spikes in grocery prices. Get this. The Biden admin's unlawful expansion is driving, a new government watchdog report finds. A study released Thursday by the Foundation for Government Accountability recorded the largest permanent increase in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program in 2021 had been linked to a national spike in grocery prices in 2021. The Biden admin rushed through this huge increase in food stamp benefits, hiking benefits by an average of 27%. And it's led to the FDA accused the Biden admin calls on Congress to repeal it and require congressional approval moving forward. This is an expenditure of funds that has to originate in the House of Representatives, Lori. I mean, this appears to be grossly unlawful. But a point I want to make is this. This is one more of the Jewish Bolshevik communists. It's taken me a long time to appreciate that Bolsheviks were led by Jews, that this is a thing to destroy America. You know, I mean, they're adopting these Jewish communists' proposal. The Kalergi Plan was authored by a Jewish intellectual to flood Europe with migrants to destroy European culture. And it, I mean, applied here in the United States as well. And then you have the Cloward Priven Plan to overwhelm the social safety network and cause the American economy to collapse. Again, two Jewish intellectuals, right. These guys were at Columbia. And Biden is doing it all. It's like he's got the playbook there and he's just following it to the T.
Right. But since Biden doesn't know what day of the week it is, it's obviously the ones running Biden. But yes. But by the way, Michael's book, Michael Rechtenwald, The Great Reset and the Struggle for Liberty, there's a chapter on there on the entire history of the World Economic Forum, which, as you know, goes back quite far to the Club of Rome and before that. And he goes through he went out there and listed all these, the alliances are unbelievable, but all these things, the United Nations and everything, he traces the lineage to, you know, like you're saying, going back into the cabals and all this, but he brings the receipts, like who is who. Okay. So he doesn't just, you know, I mean, I'm just saying he goes there, but he only goes there with what is factually historical and true. And yes, Marx is totally used as a tool by the elites, which people don't realize that he was a total tool of the elites, Karl Marx. Okay. Totally a tool of theirs, which nobody, my whole life think of Karl Marx as, this was my impression of him, was somebody who actually wanted to fight for the working people. Okay, I know it's crazy, but, you know, you thought, when you see him, the iconic picture with the beard and all that, you think of Karl Marx as somebody who, you know, no matter what you think of Marxism, actually cared and tried. And then you find out he's just like a puppet of the rich and all this, the elite. But yeah. Yeah, it's all connected. And this is insane, like you're saying about the food stamps. This is what I mean about the Republicans. And Mitch McConnell does not want Trump in there. He would do anything to stop him. And Trump, as you know, had the chance. He would have been defeated by the Democrats because everybody hates Mitch McConnell, which, you know, whatever. I don't know why these people aren't primaried. Somebody's primarying Mitt Romney, by the way. Somebody's running against him that's like a Trumpian guy. I don't know if they rig elections in that state, but it would be nice to see how that guy does. Daggs or something like that. He's a mayor. He's really good. I don't know. Love to see him take out Mitt Romney in the primary. But anyhow, yeah, I don't know how these things are getting passed. I guess you seem inhuman. They phrase it as a thing that you want to let people go hungry. But and then you can, of course, if you're a Democrat, you go, we have money for Ukraine. Why not money for the food stamps? But this is so ridiculous. It's obviously destroying the whole country. Who's going to pay these taxes on these deficits that are like, they're so unnecessary. You know, in the budget we passed that Republicans allowed, it was gender studies in Pakistan and stuff, not in the U.S. about Pakistan, but gender studies, money given to Pakistan for gender studies and stuff like this. Do you think they're using that for that? I mean, do you think they care about women's rights? I mean, I don't know, but I don't know. It's just not a chance.
Not a chance, Lori. They don't give a damn. Right. This is all totally manipulative.
Right, and they had things they've done. You know, when they do the government waste thing, and everybody laughs because it's like, do fish get drunk? Well, I mean, you know, somebody in the U.S. is getting money for the study. I don't know, but this is insane. This money pit. The deficits are just extraordinary. And that's what, when going back to what I said about the 2000 election, Clinton gave us a surplus. I mean, Hillary is just disgusting and evil. Bill, I don't know. I think he got whatever, but he did. Anyway, he got us a surplus. And, you know, Bush was going to go through that for his friends. And that's exactly what happened. All right. That's what, going back, just what I said about the 2000. That's why that election was stolen. He went through that whole thing. But anyway, these deficits are unbelievable. I don't know who's going to pay. That's why they need the 87,000 IRS agents to go through and check. And, you know, if they bring central bank digital currency, which is the biggest threat to our freedom of anything mentioned, it means every transaction would be traced. Okay. So anything, you know, when you give somebody $20 to shovel your sidewalk or something, all that, you can't just hand them a $20 bill. And as that guy, I can't think of his name, Andrew Tate, whatever, but he did a video showing how if they do the central bank digital currency, whatever, each person will take a percentage of the money along the way. In other words, you know when PayPal takes a little bit of your money? Actually, they take a lot now, but anyway, you know when these online payment processors take a small percentage, but you're fine with it because it's like a donation. There's nothing you can do, and that's the way they do it, right? But they're going to take, if you go all digital with the money, every step along the way is going to take a share of your money, all right? So that $20 that you pay, and it will lead to inflation too, because if it's $20 to pay somebody to do your sidewalk, you're going to have to give them $25 because you want to cover the fees. The bank will take a percentage. That person will be taxed on that $25, okay? And it's a disaster. And if they don't like you, you will be debanked. Okay. And that is, we've already seen them debank people they don't like, which is insane. Like Nigel Farage and Kanye, whatever. Like whether you like them or not, they shouldn't be debanked, right? Anyway, that's what's down the pike. This inflation, the only way they can cover this, not just the whole country going down, is to tax every transaction. That's the only, and just screw the middle class, whatever, out of existence. It's going to be the elites and the poor will be on the state payroll for universal basic income, sitting around doing nothing, eating insects for what's-his-face, Klaus Schwab, and the elites. They'll be eating the steaks, though. That's what we're looking at here if nothing's done.
Get this, Lori. Sarah Palin warns a second civil war of political persecution if Donald Trump continues. Former Republican governor of Alaska and vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin has warned a second civil war is going to happen in the United States if state and federal authorities continue to prosecute former President Donald Trump. She issued the warning during an interview with Newsmax on Thursday in response to Trump being booked in the Fulton County Jail on 13 charges of racketeering and conspiracy and being fingerprinted and having a mugshot. Those are conducting this travesty and creating this two-tier system of justice. I want to ask them, what the heck? Do you want us to be in a civil war? Because that's what's going to happen. We're not going to keep putting up with this, she said. We need to get angry. We do need to rise up and take our country back. Now, I don't regard Sarah Palin as a heavyweight, but she's reflecting, I think, a widespread feeling, Lori. And, you know, I don't think, I just don't know if the polarization has reached a point where there are no alternatives. And I worry that if there were to be civil war breaking out, whether the government wouldn't declare martial law and round up all the Trump supporters and summarily execute us. I mean, I think that's not beyond the realm of possibility.
Oh, it's totally on the plate. There's no doubt. I mean, this is aren't these all these agencies armed to the teeth? I mean, I know the IRS said we're not going to show up on a regular at the door anymore, you know, but that was a cover. That's unique situations. That's because they looked bad. They looked bad in quotes, looked bad when they did it to some Republican that owed money, whatever. You're not supposed to, it's supposed to be done to a letter and all that. That's a cover of one of their tasks of the tax collecting. But aren't all these agencies have tons of ammo and guns that I've read, like other agencies, Social Security and all that? Right. They're armed to the teeth. But yes, there's no doubt. In the vitriol I've seen, and I've been around on the web for a long time, the vitriol I've seen has grown beyond astronomical proportions on the sides. But I just, the shock to me was the connections as I've seen it more from where I used to consider myself a progressive Democrat, but not a Democrat. I mean, I was for borders that were closed, you know, that common sense, because I thought the wages would go up for the average person if you had closed borders. Okay. And I never dreamed we'd have the flood of immigration we have now. But anyway, as a progressive Democrat, I'm surprised at the morphing of into total totalitarianists. Okay. Like with this vaccine, I thought it would be the Democrats that would go, you know how they say my body, my choice for the abortion thing? I thought they would say my body, my choice for the vaccine thing, right? And there were literally, and I'm not, this you can find, there were literally people who did not want the vaccine, okay, did not want it, but did it for their job and they died, okay? That's a factual occurrence. That's not like, oh, maybe or whatever. That happened, okay, so many times. And none of those families got compensation. Kids were left without their mothers, fathers, okay? And then, of course, the heartbreaking kids that got the vaccine that died of heart attacks that were like 14 and stuff. There's parents without children. And all those Democrats, they're for the lockdowns. That's the biggest shock to me, is how this panned out over the years. And, of course, I'm not a liberal Democrat at all anymore. Because what does that even mean? It means you'd be like a total, I don't know, total fascist, but I would not be surprised because this is all going to come to it. There's going to be an incident at some point. I don't know if it'll be stoked. I don't know if the deep state is intending, but these things get out of hand. You can't control the outcomes. But people are just so fed up. People that like Trump, I mean, and all the philosophies along with that, not just like him as Trump, but all the philosophies with Trumpism, they're just so fed up. The stolen election, the economy, I mean, it's insane, you know. And they try to do these lockdown things again, you could see something, you know. People are fed up. I don't know, it could come to that. I mean, Sarah Palin, like you said, boy, when you look into her history, I've realized they've destroyed certain people, mainly Tea Party people, that they didn't want. That Jack Smith has a long history going back. People that we mocked at and scoffed at, were directed into doing that. Because Sarah Palin had a bad interview where she couldn't remember things, which we all can have a bad interview, believe me. But she had a couple of bad days with interviews, you know, maybe her mind was full, whatever. And they destroyed her over that. And you realize that's done on purpose, because Biden sings God Save the Queen and literally doesn't know where he is. He's introduced his sister as his wife, right? Remember that and all that?
Yeah.
And that's all forgiven. But Sarah Palin couldn't remember a Supreme Court case or her favorite newspaper. She was trying to think of all of them or something. She had a couple of bad interviews. That's true. And look how they destroyed her. You know, and I realized later, years later, that they did that on purpose to make sure she wouldn't rise. Right. So they pick who they want. Do you think that imbecile AOC could give a good interview? Of course she's given bad interviews, but nobody remembers them or knows about them because she's all covered. She's going to be a neocon. She's going to be a future. You know, she probably runs for Senate. You know, she could actually win now because they don't criticize her as much. You notice what they're doing with her. They're morphing her into, you know, she's going to be a big Democrat in the future. And she's an idiot. And Sarah Palin may not, had a couple of bad days. Maybe she isn't the top intellectual, okay? Maybe she's not. But they destroyed her and others. Bob McDonnell, remember that? Saying he took gifts. He lost everything. Him and his wife, he was a rising star. They made sure he didn't rise because he was a Tea Party guy. And the Supreme Court ruled in his favor 9-0. 9-0. So that means the liberals went along with it. But his life and his career were done, right? So this is what they do. They did it to Sarah Palin. She could never rise again. But she's probably right about something coming, because I don't think people are going to take much more. If they do one big major incident again, if they do put Trump in jail, I'm going down to free him myself with everybody else. If they put him in a jail, do you know the whole country would descend on that jail to free him, right? I mean, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I think they actually put fire. The question is, huh? It's got to be deliberate, Lori. I mean, they know enough now to know Trump people are absolutely solid with Trump, that everything they're doing only grows him stronger. I mean,
right. They must have seen that. Right.
Every indictment strengthens him. That this latest is just going through the roof. People love the guy. They recognize he's genuine. He cares about America.
Right. Well, that mugshot thing, I think they didn't see that coming. Neither did I. I don't think anybody saw that iconic mugshot. And like I said, he could have done something weird. He could have looked bad. It was like a 1 out of 100 chances he looked so perfect, because for what he wanted to project, it's perfection. Okay. The media, whatever, it's perfection. So that mugshot was iconic for so many reasons. He could have blown it in the mugshot, right? And that's iconic. They never dreamed that would happen. I think that was a backfire, whatever. That was a total backfire on their end. But, you know, what I think they were banking on possibly is what they always say, suburban women. They always go to that shit. That's what the deep state wants, is suburban women. They use them as a cudgel or whatever in every election, whether it's voting for Bush, security moms. That was so they could rig Ohio. Okay, security moms were worried about the Taliban that we now just gave $2 billion to, by the way. $2 billion to the Taliban just now. It was a year or whatever. Anyway, they used the security moms thing or the soccer moms thing is a way to show. That's why the election went the way it did, because of the white suburban women. Yes. The white suburban women, they thought, would be against Trump. I'm not going to vote for somebody who's been arrested and indicted. There must be something there. That's what I think they're banking on the general election. But this was too much of they didn't bank on the rise of social media. And he was smart. He went back to Twitter and put the picture up. It had 239 million views, I think, this morning when I looked. 239 million. 239 million saw his Twitter account. Okay. So anyway, he was smart to do that. I think he should have got back to Twitter long ago to get his message out there, but he didn't, but maybe he will. But I don't think they counted on social media, like, working a different way. So that means that middle class white suburban women thing may not be. They might say, you know what, this is ridiculous. In the cities are being destroyed by crime, and they arrest him. There's people that have stabbed people in the subway that have been arrested like 30 times, and they're let out on no bail. And Trump had a $200,000 bond. Trump had a $200,000 bond, which is insane, right? In Georgia, that's insane. And they let other people out for rape and murder and stabbing and everything else with no cash bail. So those suburban women that live near these cities are going to go, you know what, this is ridiculous. So maybe they did overplay their hand.
Well, I think they have. I think that's absolutely right, that they have overplayed their hand, Lori. I couldn't agree more. But it just astounds me how blatantly Biden is going about destroying America, and it's as though... Well, of course, the mainstream is in on it. I mean, the mainstream is controlled by Israel. I mean, virtually all the leading figures, top 100 execs in CNN, NBC, New York Times, they're all dual U.S. Israeli citizens, Lori. I mean, it's hardly surprising that we're fighting the war in Ukraine, not because of American interests, but because we're controlled politically by Israel. I mean, it's outrageous. Israel wants to turn Ukraine into the new Israel. And that's why we're sending these billions upon billions of dollars, all these weapons. We're leaving ourselves in a very precarious state, by the way, in the process. But it's all because new members of Congress are asked to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel even ahead of those of the United States, and by God, they're doing it.
What pledge? Where's that?
You don't know when Cynthia McKinney revealed in 2011 on Press TV that new members of Congress are asked to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel ahead of those of the United States? A friend of mine about 7 or 8 years ago asked me, did I know how many members of the then current Congress had refused to sign the pledge. And I acknowledged I didn't know. Lori held up one finger of one hand. Only one member of then Congress had refused to sign the pledge.
Well, it is interesting in that obnoxious debate, which was somebody put out there that it was just to make Trump, you know, it was just to basically show and display negative things about Trump. The whole debate was that's all it was for, which probably what it was. But anyway, it was interesting how Nikki Haley, who I can't stand, the neocon, she's showing her true neocon colors now, said attacked Vivek Ramaswamy like out of the blue about not supporting Israel. I mean, she just lambasted the guy, and he didn't really get a chance to answer that point. You're supposed to get 30 seconds to answer. He really didn't get to answer about Israel. He probably said something like what I would say if I was running for Congress, which is that no foreign aid until, you know, with the exception of a crazy, you know, tsunami or earthquake or something like weather aid, no foreign aid until U.S. is taken care of. Okay. That's what I would say if I was running for Congress. All right. U.S. first, and then we can give aid to people that reciprocate us on the world stage, that help us in different ways, other ways, other money, whatever, on the world stage. So Israel getting all this money is insane. They have, you know, Israel, every Israeli citizen, from what I heard, has health care covered. Okay. So we don't have that. So why are we giving, I mean, you know, these are things, but it's not out of anti-Semitism you can ask these questions, okay? You can ask these questions. I refuse to be called, if I criticize George Soros, who was literally a Nazi, okay, I'm not going to take anybody, I could care less if somebody assigns some tag to me for criticizing something intellectually when it says nothing to do with religion. It's about, you know, what's going on. And this money for Israel, I can see the case to cut that down, certainly. But she just attacked him like a rabid dog. And they think, oh, Nikki Haley did great. They show all these people after that think she did great. I don't know any Republicans that like Nikki Haley. I mean, are you kidding me? She just wants more wars. All right. So anyway, you know.
No, the polling results showed it was Ramaswamy and DeSantis were virtually tied and all the others were negligible. I don't think anyone else on the stage has a good reason to remain in the race, whether it's Christie or Pence or Haley or, you know, the obscure governor from North Dakota. I mean, Christie came across as such a thug. I couldn't believe how bad he was, Lori.
Chris Christie?
Yeah.
I can't stand him for so many reasons. His area, mainly, you know what, even, and by the way, I know he did that bridge thing, and people were trying to get to a doctor that got stuck on his bridge, you know, his bridge gate. And he claims about, when he gets up there and talks about the rule of law, you know, and he, like, as a prosecutor, you know, he was a Bush ass a wipe, you know, he was a Bush troll, okay? Anyway, he was put in as a prosecutor. Okay, he's probably good at that, right? And I know darn well he was behind the bridge gate because no one, and everybody was exonerated, whatever, but nobody does anything without the boss's knowledge, all right?
Yeah,
even if it's not on record. When you're picked by that guy that high up, right? You're picked that high up and you're part of his team. You discuss things. It's not on the record. He's a top lawyer. He knows that. He, of course, he did that bridge thing. Of course he did. And people got stuck coming home from doc. Yep.
Absolutely.
So that's his arrogance.
Okay, Lori, hang on. We're gonna take calls right after this break. We're gonna take calls. We'll be right back with Lori Price.
Yep.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons in the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, Lori, as most of our audience knows, the call-in number is 540-352-4452, 540-352-4452. Continue expounding on what you think is most important about what's going on today, including what's being reported in your newsletter, while we await callers today.
Sure. Well, I think the volume of false flags is going to continue until people do something, and I don't know what really can be done. And that includes everywhere in these directed energy weapons attacks where everything blue remains. That's seeping out now, that the blue lasers, they can't destroy blue items. And they've shown little experiments showing blue cloth with nothing happening but other colors of cloth getting destroyed. And because people were wondering why Oprah, oh God, and other people painted their rooftop, their entire, rooftops the same color, this sort of cross between midnight and sky blue, I guess. All these shocking blue, electric blue colors that they're painting their roofs with. Obviously, I mean, if that's not proof, I don't know what is. Who the heck would do that? Okay, if you do it white to reflect light or whatever for the environment, but that dark blue, obviously, it's a reason. So anyway, if we don't stop all these false flags and election, do something about the upcoming election, I don't know where we're going here. It's a good and evil battle, it seems to me. That's what seems to me to be going on. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of bad stuff. We've had the judge and Trump's GC case. This was the case where he's on state charge of concealing hush money to Stormy Daniels. He set it for March 4th. Trump wanted it to be after the election, but of course the whole idea is to smear him in relation to the election, which wouldn't work if they waited until after. But, you know, Lori, even Stormy Daniels said they didn't have sex. So what the hell is there to cover up? I mean, this is just a completely contrived, meaningless. It's like that woman who claimed that he'd raped her, but she couldn't remember the year. Lori, have you ever heard anything as absurd as that? And how can Trump
insane. She accused like five different people of rape. Okay. That's something to say about that situation. Yes, it's this Trump thing. First of all, what nobody talks about, Trump is a germaphobe. I don't mean like in a weird way. He just doesn't like germs. clean guy, right? He never did any. The stuff is absurd that he was accused of, as you know, in that document dossier. He didn't even know what it was. Kellyanne Conway said he didn't even know what it was. Okay. And anyway, he's not going to be interested in Stormy Daniels, all right, at all. Okay. And so she said they didn't have sex. It was just an agreement they signed. There's nothing to get him on. It's so ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. But yet, John Podesta is the assistant climate czar. Have you ever seen his artwork of tortured children in his house? I mean, I don't understand why don't they go find out what's going on with him? I mean, this is unbelievable. And that's why what Sarah Palin says, I could see it happening if they don't stop this insanity. It's lunacy. Everyone knows that it was an agreement between the two parties. He paid her just to shut her up. That's all. She's a con artist, you know? And how about Hunter has a child with a woman that was 99% DNA approval. And until recently, till Maureen Dowd said something, he wouldn't acknowledge his grandchild. They had stockings up. This disgusting pig named Joe Biden had stockings on a fireplace for Christmas up for his dogs, but not this grandchild that literally is his grandchild, okay, by DNA. All right, not a rumor. So why isn't that an issue? I mean, this is so ridiculous. And no one sees it. No, I mean, well, I guess people see it, but you know what I mean. It's insane.
Oh, I agree completely. I agree completely. And
you know, I just... go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry. No, you.
No, I just... I wanted to just... Sorry. Just, you know, we were talking about before the break, Chris Christie in that debate. As Mike Pence is the biggest disgusting disappointment on earth, because he knows Trump never asked him to do anything illegal. It was just to do what's legally, what everybody knows the election was rigged. He just wanted him to go through. And does this guy actually think he's going to get any votes? Because anybody conservative is going to go for Trump. And if not Trump, somebody who's not part of the whole, traitorous. He's a traitor. I mean, what are these percentages of 1% and 2%? Who is voting for him? The only reason why the North Dakota governor doesn't do any better is she kind of isn't that charismatic. And also nobody knows who he was. I didn't know who he was. Okay. But he could have done better in another time and place. Okay. But not right this minute. But I mean, Chris Christie and Mike Pence and Nikki Haley, do they really think they're going in? And that other guy who I can't, Asa Hutchinson, what is that?
Is God, is he ever disgusting?
I know.
What a sleazeball.
I know. And these rhino Republicans, like Lisa Murkowski, and by the way, they destroyed her opponent, who was a Tea Party guy that would have been a Trump guy probably in the future. They destroyed that person to put her in there. She's been in there all these years doing nothing but helping Joe Biden and the Democrats with their green agenda. And why can't these people get primaried out of there? You know, why? Because they have ranked choice voting now in Alaska. That's how we get these losers now instead of these great candidates that were running in the last election. Probably more rigging, too. But, I mean, you said what's the most important problem? I guess these rigged elections are going to just take us down. We don't do something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I couldn't agree more. Mitchell, would you like to comment on some of our stories today? I know you have opinions, my friend. Please join the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I dare so, Jim. I dare so. You should recall, or I don't know if Lori realizes, but, you know, Scott Bennett was on Trump's investigative team, if you remember correctly, when all that happened in 2020. And I was one of the people talking to the members of the Trump team looking for irregularities in the 2020 election. And I had a whistleblower call me and tell me that, you know, there were Georgia runoff ballots that were being shipped via UPS, United Parcel Service. Now, the tin itself, that the shipping container, the kind of the tin they call it, that it was in, actually came from the United States Postal Service. Now, on the night of December 1st and December 2nd, these ballots were loaded onto an airplane, United Parcel Service Indy Express airplane. And they were flown to Indianapolis, I believe, is where that hub is, where then I presume they were forwarded to Georgia. Now, this whistleblower that contacted me, I asked, he's a guy, and I asked him, how many ballots are we talking about? You know, what are they? What do they look like? And he said, well, they, you know, they're runoff ballots, or they're ballots for like a mail-in ballot is what they were. And I said, well, the only election they have is the runoff election that they were just preparing. Now, I'm a newsy, news-driven type person. So I was aware that, you know, it was during this time period, I believe, they were had started to send out the mail-in ballots for the Georgia runoff election. I can't see any reason why they would actually have them printed in Arizona, where they were being shipped out of that United Parcel Service terminal. I asked this guy, I says, you know, how many ballots do you think there are in this thing? And he says, well, you know, there's some that are loose, you know, just like pieces of mail. And then there's some that it's actually, there's bundles of them. Okay. And, you know, and I said, well, okay, but how many are we talking about? You know, we're just talking about several hundred, or, you know, even 4,000 or 5,000, or, you know, who knows? And he says, well, 4 to 6 tons of ballots.
Look, Jim. These were ballots filled out, or ballots that are just ballots for the runoff election before it happened, you mean? Before?
Well, they were being sent to individual addresses within Georgia. That's how the that's how it worked during that time.
Sent the election night, the main election, though. I just confused. They were
I think it was January 2nd when January 2nd, I believe, was the runoff election itself. Okay. And, these ballots were sent out, you know, well beforehand. Then the Georgia government had elections officials had announced that they were getting ready to mail these ballots off. Now, you know, because I can't say that this was one was right on top of the other. I actually thought it was kind of the ballots were sent out the week after what I had been told by the whistleblower. You know, and I had inquired to find out a chain of custody, you know, from the printer to the, you know, to the United States Postal Service. And, you know, everywhere I turned and every person I asked, nobody would, you know, I couldn't find an answer anywhere. I even called the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and spoke with one of their reporters, and, you know, it's still nothing. And it's a lot of it is basically because it is quote unquote Trump related, and it's regarding Trump or an accusation by Trump. It is absolutely blackballed and nobody wants to really talk to you.
It's like the vaccine.
Yeah. Insane. Yeah. Really? Yeah.
It's utterly insane. And
Go ahead, Lori. Go ahead.
No, no. I just think this is crazy. And, you know, just all I can say about the election, which when I say this on Twitter, people said it's because it's a cult and people go to the rallies, but they don't actually vote. They just go to the rallies. Yeah. I've been to those rallies 4 times where I waited in all kinds of temperatures and 8 hours to get in. And believe me, you're voting if you go to those rallies, the Trump rallies. The Butler, Pennsylvania rally the night before the election, I think it was like the last, I think it was election eve. Somebody I know went to that rally and showed me pictures. 58,000 people went. The same day Biden had a, quote, rally, unquote, with 200 people. People on Twitter said, it's because he doesn't care about his fans getting COVID. They don't care. Yeah, no, 58,000 compared to 200. Probably some of that was journalists and friends they wanted to stuff because nobody is interested in hearing or seeing or following or listening to Joe Biden. So this election was, that's all I need to know the outcome of this election, because Pennsylvania is a state that's, you know, a little bit Democratic as well. So, you know, that's all I need to know about this election. It was rigged, and you're not allowed to ask about it. You're not allowed to ask about the vaccine. It's insane.
We got Paul standing by. Paul, join the conversation.
Well, a lot of stuff could be said, but I think it's an object lesson in the fact that the elections are irrelevant. They've already let us know that it doesn't matter what you want or who you vote for. We're in charge, and we're going to do what we want, and all you're going to do is cry about it. Until an actual physical retaking of power takes place, it's going to be the same story, only worse. I mean, it's only gotten worse by the decades. Jim can attest to this because he's lived. Jim has lived another, 15 or so years longer than I have. And I've seen it in my life. And you go back even further. And again, it's a slow and steady progression. These people always do the same thing over and over and over again. So when are we going to figure it out? Right? It's like Martin Luther wrote in his book in the 1500s that you never want to go to a Jewish doctor because they will poison you. They won't make you well. Okay. This is in the 1500s, Lori. So again, it's only
and the point
one thing
being,
we're talking about. And the
I
point being
talking
is you
about...
don't have any business talking about politics because you have a woman's brain, which is one third the size of a man's. It's science. You can't
come on.
That's wrong.
That's a little much.
She can't recognize the Jews. She won't say the word.
You think,
okay? She doesn't want me to.
Paul, do you agree with Sarah Palin that we may be on the verge of a civil war? I guess we lost Paul. Mitchell, pick it up.
Well, yeah, Jim, we are. Are we on the verge of civil war? Absolutely. Absolutely. But we have to understand that, we are caught in the same trap as the Russians are caught, Jim. We have to push back in a fashion, with Russia, to stop the encroachment of the West and NATO. It's going to take nukes to stop the neocons from attacking Russia. And it's the same way with the American people. The only way that this government that has taken over the bureaucratic system that has taken over our elected system. The only way that we can get that back is, you know, I dare say violence. It's unfortunate, but they will not relent. They will not stop. And it's clear that the Republican Party is part of the problem. That makes sense?
Yeah, sure, sure. The Republican Party, part of the problem, no doubt about it. Yes, I agree with that.
Most of the party is part of the problem. There's a few that try. Matt Gaetz, who they tried, by the way, they tried to take him out with a scheme about underage girl, which was insane. And they overplayed their hand when they tried to blackmail his family for $25 million. And Matt Gaetz is a smart guy. And he was able, it's not easy, but he was able to, you know, work around these people that were trying to take him down, you know. But there's a few smart ones in there. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is actually trying to help the people. There's a few good people in Congress from the Republican Party. Most of them aren't worth anything. But some of them are.
Jim Jordan being another
right.
good guy.
Right. Right. And what about Ron Johnson? My God,
oh, yeah.
he actually came right out and said this was a, I don't know if you read Michael's book, actually came right out and said this was a plan by the elites to, this was unleashed by the elites on purpose, which is,
you're
that's
talking about
pretty
COVID.
Bold.
You're talking about COVID,
yes,
too.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, COVID. COVID, yes.
You know, I think Ron Johnson might turn out to be a candidate for Trump VP. I think he might be really good.
He'd be great. He's got to get somebody just as, quote, Trumpian as him, or he's going to have a problem. You know, his big mistake was, and nobody would believe this, but he tried to be, quote, a nice guy, unquote, and hire all his rivals, you know, give him something because he kind of felt bad. I know it's crazy what I just said, but it's true. He even looked at Mitt Romney, Chris Christie to give him something. Chris Christie blew it by sleeping on the plane in the middle of, you know, an important, he wanted to be DHS secretary, and he's like sleeping on the plane, and Trump's like, I need somebody energetic. I mean, you know, but he tried to give all these people different things. He didn't know the deep state was so vicious. Even the FBI people, all those people, he wanted to just keep them, you know, as best he could. He picked, you know, these people, John Kelly, they all stabbed him in the back. He didn't realize what vipers they were. I think even though he's a New York real estate guy and a businessman, he really wasn't prepared for these lunatics, you know. And I think Jared Kushner didn't help him with his picks. Like, that guy is just whatever, Ivanka's husband, you know. But, you know, he made some bad picks. He's got to pick somebody as Trumpian as he is. So if they do something to him, you get a Trumpian person. And by the way, can I just say something that I thought of out of the blue that could actually happen that you'll have heard it here first? Is that if, God forbid or whatever, I don't hope for anybody's demise, something happens to Biden and Kamala, then presidency would go to Kevin McCarthy. They wouldn't let that happen. That's another thing where you would see riots and rebellions paid for by the deep state and Soros rather than let him get in there. They, you know, if just for whatever hypothetical, something happens to Kamala and Biden, whatever reason, right? Do you think they would let Kevin McCarthy go in there? No, of course not. This is what I'm saying. We got to do something about this deep state that would stop. And, you know, as bad as I disagree with Paul's lineage comments, whatever, but it is the same people over and over. That is true. But I'm not going to ascribe anybody's religion when we don't know who was there in the 16th century. We don't know. If evil people or evildoers down the line and they're satanic are continuing, I'm just going to say they're satanic and evil. I'm not going to point out what religion they're from, but it is the same group of horrific people doing damage that have just continued. And you can go a lineage, you can go, but I'm not going to point out religions because I'm not going to go there. That's not my place. I'll just say good versus evil and leave it at that. People could do their own research into these cabals and decide, okay? But I'm not picking a religion. It doesn't mean I have a small brain, okay? It means it's not my place to pick on which religions are doing it, all right? Because there's other people that aren't part of that religion doing the same crap, all right? So that's my view on that.
I've never heard the claim that women's brains are smaller than men. That's news to me. I mean, I'm just kind of floored by that. But
well, it's news to me. If people knew my IQ, it would be news to me. But anyway, the point is, yes, there are the same. I'm not disputing that there is the same cycle of nasty. When you go back to destroying people, whether it's destroying JFK, taking down the Titanic, whatever. It's all
about right, we only got a few minutes left, but Bruce from Texas is here. Bruce, squeeze in a few words here before we have to conclude. Bruce.
Yeah, I listened to Colonel McGregor there on Tucker's show. Have either of you listened to that interview?
I've heard Colonel McGregor many times. He's wonderful.
Yeah,
go ahead.
He's great. Brilliant.
Yeah, on Tucker's show. He really nails it down, and he even nails down who is doing it without saying it. He goes right up to the line, but so I hope there's more people like that are behind the scenes or in our government or in, you know, we have to put, you know, we have to be rational about it. I think that we're going to head into an economic collapse, and that's Putin's game by not going full in on Ukraine. Let's beat ourselves dry, not only the Ukrainian people, but, you know, our economy and our patients, you know, and NATO's going to crumble. And so we need to be prepared once it happens and try to survive through it and come out on the other end with something more viable than what we have now. And Lori, you're an excellent guest. And
thank you.
For paying attention to what the other caller told you. It's just tactics, the divide and conquer. I don't understand it. I think I do, but I've told this to Jim as well. It's sad. And Jim, you should know better, but you've been told already.
Thanks. Thanks you all. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Bruce. Paul, too. Glad to have you here. We'll be back on Wednesday. Thanks so much for being here, Lori. Great job.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me
dead!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their